Buckets. That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, Manny Buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This shelly you, hoodie girl, dunk it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's Buckets out the Buckets, baby. You out of town. It's Buckets. What it is, homie, it's Buckets. Woo! We getting Buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
We didn't think of a Mount Rushmore. It has to be a Mount Rushmore today because today's a win. I mean, two recruits.
Well, a recruit
and somebody staying. So
in honor of Matthew Cleveland, a Mount Rushmore of people named Matthew.
Oh, geez.
All right, I'm going.
I might have needed time to prepare for that one.
Well, hold on. I'll go with the first one, Bridges.
Oh, I thought you were gonna mess with me.
No, you're a guy. You're definitely number one, no doubt.
Can we actually do something else?
Though? We're not doing this. It was a joke.
What? I already started researching. I'm on 100 Matthews.
No,
I already got three.
You're not doing them. I thought you were gonna say people from Cleveland or Cleveland related stuff giving you Cleveland slander in the past, but what the first name, huh?
What about favorite basketball players to wear zero?
How many players could you even think of?
Gilbert Arenas.
Shane Larkin.
Did Nick Young wear zero? Shane Larkin too. Yeah, I was thinking NBA only.
Jimmy Graham wore double zero. No, I'm trying to. Didn't we have? Wait,
Juan
didn't
Newton.
We? So we did favorite players that were retired. Did we ever do favorite players that are currently in the? Oh no, we did players we hate that are retired. Did we ever do players we hate that are currently in the NBA? Or was it just an in general? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
In general, but I feel what the doing players that hated Trashmore.
Yeah. Guys in the chat, help us out. We need a Mount Rushmore.
We already did transfer players, right?
Yeah.
Because Matthew's sort of that. Wow. Dead air, huh? Good show, guys.
What about favorite Canes players that actually got their degree?
I don't know who graduated.
That graduated.
I'm gonna have to research that.
What the hell? Like, what are you gonna say? Like, send me your transcripts, man. I need to verify something.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something.
I know, but how do we know who graduated? Like, shit, man. Some of them graduate like 3 years, some of them stay 5 years and don't graduate. Like, you don't know.
This is what happens when we don't prepare for the show because it was last minute.
Six Rings is the ones that's supposed to have no show prep, not Buckets.
Mount Rushmore of things you eat at the movie theater.
No.
Okay.
Wow, just so dismissive. Not even a consideration.
No, that's not going to work. I don't know, man.
This is really deteriorated
now.
I mean, we talked basketball for a good hour, like over an hour. We stayed on topic very well tonight, guys.
Yeah, we did, and now it's coming apart at the end.
Mount Rushmore of like sport team logos, like the coolest sport team, like logos.
We did
is
worse
that research
mascots.
Too.
We did worse mascots. Should we do the best mascots? That takes a little bit more research, though.
Both of these take some research, right?
It should be okay. We got to do something like
we got to do one related. That we can just do off the hip, like. I'm trying to think of like food items that we could do because we've done fries. Wow, Terrence mixed Popeyes and Chick-fil-A together. Wow.
Good God,
that's I don't know the guy. That's sounds like.
I mean, I did. There's videos on the internet. I don't know where we didn't put that on YouTube, right? It was just under Twitter of me. I mean, doing something. Not mixing Popeyes and Chick-fil-A.
Oh, the Chick-fil-A challenge where you put all of the sauces and fries and mac and cheese on the chicken sandwich and eat it.
Yes, and ate it. Yes, that is floating around.
You did eat the whole thing.
I did eat the whole thing. By the way, it's got to be. You cannot reverse this because the soupy ass Popeyes macaroni and cheese will not work.
Guys, we need a Mount Rushmore.
Well,
what happened to the chat? Everyone's stopped talking.
Someone should have thought of that.
Binge-worthy TV shows.
Favorite TV shows of all time?
I guess TV shows. Oh, man. That's...
There's a lot to choose from. But I think that's what we got to go with.
Cartoons? Right. I don't know.
No, just TV shows.
TV shows.
Unless
TV
this is too broad, is that why you're worried about it?
Ben? Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Non-cartoon TV shows. We can save cartoons. Okay, then we're going to do cartoons
later.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Two of mine were going to be cartoons.
Oh, there. That narrows it if you're worried it was too broad.
Who wants to go first?
Why don't you go first, Melissa, since Matt needs a little thinking time here.
All right. Well, my favorite TV show that I grew up with was ER. Hence my profession.
There you go.
That is actually why she's a nurse practitioner.
That's awesome. Do you want me to go next, Vish, or do you want to go?
Yeah, I was going to say,
Terrence, Mount Rushmore of movies definitely requires some thought. So
yeah, we did do sports movies already. So, and even that was hard. All movies.
I'll go with The Office, I guess, as one of mine. I know. I'll put that up. Yeah, I'm gonna go with The Office as one of them.
What's with all the hesitation and the waffling here?
I'm just trying to think of.
No, but I mean, like, is it that you're afraid you're gonna leave something off and be like, "Crap"?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. But The Office, I always rewatch it, so I'm.
Yeah, we can revisit this topic on another show.
Matt reserves the right to make changes.
We can revisit this on a later show too. It's not
okay. Vic, what's your first?
It's not serious stuff. Should I go drama or comedy? I'll go with Seinfeld to start with. I still rewatch that too. Still holds up, sort of.
I feel like my second choice might be a little bit controversial.
Oh, I just thought of one. Okay.
So,
sorry.
I mean, I had to pick ER first because I grew up with that show and it literally inspired me to do what I do. But my second favorite show is Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Game of Thrones is a great show.
You're saying controversial. Season. I thought you were going to say The Cosby Show.
No, that's Game of Thrones is not controversial at all.
Background story for Game of Thrones. I never watched it new. So for those of you who don't know, I'm a nurse practitioner. I work in a hospital in Miami. I've been in healthcare almost 16 years. So I worked through the pandemic. I covered the ER. So right on the front lines. So I had planned a vacation in April for my birthday. Obviously that didn't happen in 2020. But because like the peak of COVID in Miami didn't really happen until like May, June, the hospital was like dead in March and April. Like we had like no patients. And so my boss was like, "Oh, just you can take your vacation anyway, because like there's nothing doing here," whatever. And I was like, "Well, this is gonna be a waste of vacation days because I'm just gonna sit at home and do nothing." So I had 10 days off. So like the second day having off where you're in the middle of a pandemic and can't go anywhere and you live by yourself and you work in healthcare, so nobody wants to be near you. I was like, I need to find something to binge because there was no sports on. I was watching like Japanese cornhole in the middle of the night. So I was like, this might be the time to watch Game of Thrones because everybody and their mom talked about it in the group that I work for. I was like outcasted because I didn't watch it. So in a little under 6 days, I binge watched the entire series.
There you go.
So
okay, I was all following along to the last bit. You watched that whole series in 6 days?
You have to remember, there was nothing to do. No, I didn't leave my apartment. There was nowhere to go. I wasn't going to work. And because I was working the front lines I didn't know, like, because we were like a month into the pandemic, I didn't know if the PPE was working. I wasn't going to go see my mom. So I just stayed home and door-dashed food. Actually, that's how I got into eating Chick-fil-A again. I hadn't had Chick-fil-A for a long time, and they opened up the curbside. So that's when I rediscovered my love for Chick-fil-A. But yeah, I had nothing better to do. So I DoorDashed food. I woke up, changed pajamas, watched Game of Thrones, took a shower at night, put new pajamas back, went to sleep, and repeated it for 6 days.
Nice.
Yeah. And that was my 2020 in a nutshell. Work and
a lot of TV. I totally forgot, like, sports stopped, everything stopped. Like,
there was no sports. Yeah. I actually rewatched the entire 2001 Miami football season on YouTube also.
How locked down was California? Because DC, like, you basically couldn't even go outside at the beginning there. It was just like...
I just remember when I was at my last job, we had a meeting. Like, when it got really bad, we had a meeting. We're like, okay, everyone's working from home now. Like, you're not coming in the office at all. Figure out, like, what you need to work from home. And then, yeah, it was... I mean,
Florida was a little different.
We had such bad travel restrictions for like 6 months or so that, like,
I had to get a letter from my job to keep in my
car. No, that's what I was about to say. I had a letter from
in the middle of the night since I leave work at 3 a.m. and there was a curfew. I literally had to keep a letter in my car.
Oh, we didn't have a curfew. We just weren't allowed out, period. I had a letter in my car, though, that allowed me. I'm not going to explain where that came from, but, that allowed me out. Otherwise, you had to be doing only like critical needs, so you had to like prove that you were going to the grocery store.
Yeah,
they were very restrictive. So yeah, I totally forgot there was no sports. I was doing like random shows with Blue and Donna where we talk about old football games. There's like no sports to talk about.
I wasn't aware of Kane's YouTube at that time.
This was a previous iteration of actually.
Yeah.
This is when it was five rings, Canes that Blue and Donna do an audio show that I went on a few times there because everything was dead.
That's how I watched Game of Thrones was thanks.
We did this huge because this time of year we did this huge draft show on the network because it was the only sports. It was the one where everyone was drafting from home. Like Goodell in his living room and all that, and so we just went wall to wall like YouTube show for like 3 nights of just like us on the stream the whole time.
Actually, honestly, it was good that I wasn't like on a YouTube show in 2020 because my face was like bruised from the N95s and N99s that I had to wear. So I had a lot of fun during the pandemic. Actually, I was going almost every night. So yeah, so my first two was ER and Game of Thrones. Matt, what's your next one after The
Office? My next one.
Shout out to Terrence for throwing his Mount Rushmore movies in there. He picked his own topic and went for it.
there you go, Terrence.
We got to note that for when we revisit that topic.
He took some initiative. I'm gonna go with
Rocky IV is a hell of an eclectic mix.
I'm gonna go with one. I'm gonna go with Band of Brothers. That was so good. It was so good. I rewatch it, not as much as The Office, because I mean you have to sit there and like you know obviously rewatch every single episode, but I mean just the characters and everything, like I mean it was just so well done.
Man, I already have a list of cartoons in my head for.
I do too. I already have my cartoon one because I was like, I looked at an IMDb of top shows, and I was like, oh yeah, these are all my.
I think that is that topic will likely make me feel the oldest on this show that I.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Because like Melissa and I aren't that far apart in age, but like literally every 2 or 3 years the cartoons roll over, and there's like I guarantee I was watching stuff that's just like, what the hell is that?
So, I don't know. I grew up in the Nickelodeon era, so
yeah. Yeah, so did I, but I guarantee there's different just because you only watch it for a limited window too. Like you're not watching cartoons all the way through your adult life. Well, not part obviously there's cartoons made for adults, but like for
So
I feel like that's the one that's definitely gonna age me the
worst. Like my cartoon list is gonna be all the cartoons from my childhood and stuff that I probably wouldn't even watch now, but I remember just fond memories of so much of it as a kid.
Well, for sure, and that's why I'm gonna feel old as shit when we do that one, because like it is going to age me even worse than normal.
There you go.
Fish, what's your second after Seinfeld?
All right, since we kind of everyone shifted to drama here, I will as well. The Americans.
Oh, that's a good one.
Has everyone seen? Like, I can tell you what it is if you haven't seen.
Yeah, it's on FX, right? It was on FX. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are these movies? We're doing TV shows.
I think these are movies.
Yeah, we're doing
TV. Everyone
name the movies for when we do movies.
Yeah, also, and we'd probably do documentaries too.
Favorite movies to not do sports movies since we already covered that.
Yeah, I think so. And also like the
favorite non-sports movies.
We'd probably do a separate topic as documentaries. Documentaries. So you would go in there.
Yeah, my third one. So I have ER.
Oh, by the way, Americans best last episode to a show I've ever seen. Very not Game of Thrones.
So I've got ER, Game of Thrones. My next one's going to be... it's hard because there's a bunch of Netflix series that I've watched that I've enjoyed, but like some of them are like 3 or 4 seasons. So I'm like, you know what? I gotta go with this one because I like literally watched this show from like beginning to end. Criminal Minds.
Oh, that's one I'm aware of, but never seen.
It's good. I need to. For some reason, they didn't have some of the seasons on Netflix, so I stopped watching it, and I need to pick it back up again.
It's on. I believe it's on Hulu. I forget. I think it's on Hulu.
Gio came in with his TV show list here.
Invincible's good. That's an animated. So I actually might have that on my. I mean,
maybe if it's considered cartoon. You got is that a cartoon?
Well, because it's animated. I don't know.
You got The Office and Band of Brothers. What's next?
Yeah, so Office, Band of Brothers. I'm kind of covering a lot of areas here. Oh my god, I totally had one of my. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna go with one. I want to go with that one. I'm going to go with Friday Night Lights. I really like that show. I really like the later seasons too with Michael B. Jordan in it. That was when he was young. And who's the actor that plays the head coach? I can't remember his name off
Google.
The top of my head.
We're in the land of Google.
Oh my god.
Gio's throwing out a bunch of options here. American Horror Story, Trailer Park Boys.
Work. It, literally, the head coach did not pull up. Oh, that's the movie. That's why.
Man, that's I'm Billy having Bob trouble in my head narrowing down like what I want my fourth one to be.
Yeah, I'm even having that this too.
Oh, Kyle Chandler. That's who it is.
I'm having trouble narrowing it down at this stage. Be like what I return to the most or what was actually the best. It's not necessarily the
and
same
also
thing.
Can we pick a show that's still currently running?
All right, I think I'm up. So
yeah, you have Seinfeld and the Americans.
All right, I'll go with the Sopranos.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's still one I'll pull up to just watch a random episode of, even though.
Man, I have a few that I'm between for this fourth one. Because there's like one show I watch all the time. I don't know if it's like one of my top four favorites, but it's just.
I'm in the same boat. There's one I put on to fall asleep.
And then there's just some OG shows. There's some OG shows that I love also. So it's hard.
Man, you're on the we're on the same wavelength. Something like, should I pull this crap from my childhood that I would never watch now, but was important back then? I'm gonna have some honorable mentions here.
Yeah. Cause like ER and Criminal Minds are like my classics. Especially ER, because I like started watching that when I was like 9.
Never heard of The Neighborhood.
Yo, I should go way back and like pick like a Nickelodeon show, like Salute Your Shorts, but I'm not going to.
Salute Your Shorts. Now things have gotten more complicated.
That was my favorite show growing up for sure, like when I was like a smaller kid. Dang, this is hard.
I have like 3 honorable mentions I'm gonna have to run through.
Yeah, I'm between like 3 or 4 shows. You know what? I gotta go with the one that I literally just watch all the time. Like, it's great in reruns and it's also still running new. It's actually another show that I binge watched during COVID, that I got into it during COVID because they always have reruns on TV. And then I went back because it's on, all the episodes are on Hulu. So I started watching it from the beginning and it's still running. And that's Law and Order SVU.
Ooh, there you go. That's like on my honorable.
It's like its 25th season. I mean,
that and NCIS, like I used to binge, like just watch.
NCIS isn't as good as like all of the original characters are gone.
And I know, actually, I'm talking about like the original. Like, yeah, when it
but actually I liked NCIS LA better and then they canceled it. Freaking out.
Was that the one with what's his name?
LL Cool J.
Yeah, LL Cool J was in it.
But they canceled it a couple years ago and I was really pissed because that was actually my favorite NCIS. I watch NCIS LA a lot, but I used to anyway, but like it doesn't stream anywhere. So I don't have Paramount Plus. I think it's on Paramount Plus. As like I own enough streaming services, I'm not paying another one. So my 4 are ER, Game of Thrones, Criminal Minds, and SVU.
As a Star Wars fan, like I feel like I have to put like
I was gonna say Mandalorian.
Mandalorian on, but like there's also another there's a show that's like super under the radar and I just want to give it props because I don't feel like people talk about it at all. And I don't know if I want to go with that one. Oh, this is tough.
I almost said Mandalorian was one of the few I was debating between.
And then also too, like I really there's like some Marvel shows I really like Daredevil.
The first season was really
well. Also, like I really enjoyed Ahsoka, but there's only one season, so I was like, I can't really say that. It's like there's one season of it, so I was like, no. But
I'm definitely gonna have an animated one that's like Star Wars, like 100%.
I did almost say Mandalorian.
I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say The Newsroom with Jeff Daniels. This is such a good show.
That was such a good show.
I know. And I feel like it like did not get as much, you know, credit for what it was. And it didn't get that much attention, but Jeff Daniels, he was so good in it.
One of the things that happened to a lot of those shows is, you know, when politics changed into what it is now, because it wasn't like that even 10 years ago. All of these like thinking shows around politics, like, nope, doesn't matter. Just, it's Terrence all bloviating crap.
Terrence has got a good amount of trash more, most frustrating losses for the basketball teams.
Some football from 2014, same question for men's. So we will definitely do that as a Mount Trashmore down the road for the
I don't know if we'll do football. I don't know.
We're not going to do football on this show.
Yeah.
We don't do this segment on Six Ring, so that one might
and also, definitely I, the men's I mean, and women's. I don't know how much Matt follows the women's to do that as well, but definitely we could do it for the men's.
I already know what my number one on the Mount Rushmore for women's is. 100%. No doubt which one that is.
I'm trying to think of what it would be.
Still baggage. So it's my turn, right?
So Matt's 4 are The Office, Band of Brothers, Friday Night Lights, and The Newsroom.
I did not see The Newsroom coming in.
Vish has
got. Didn't think Seinfeld. I was gonna. Wow.
Seinfeld.
No, I just felt it was like older than like when you would have been into.
I totally rewatched it later. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that one like, I watched like through 4 or 5 years ago.
Because that, yeah, because that's about 10-ish, maybe older than that.
Yeah.
And so, like, and that's why it kind of caught me off guard a little bit. And all right, so God, there's so many choices. All right, let's go with the one I watched.
There's plenty of football. I mean, me and Vish watched the Georgia Tech meme live, so like together we were
Well, yeah, there. I mean, you could put Manny against Georgia Tech as well. That game where Kent missing 20-yard field goals,
MTSU
extra point blocked, and then lost in overtime. Anyway, back to more pleasant things. All right, so I'm gonna go with the one that I probably throw on the most because it's the one I go to sleep to. Not because it's bad, it's just like one where I know it so well, like I won't actually watch it, which would keep me awake. Which is Arrested Development.
Oh yeah.
Which is hilarious. It's on Netflix, so I throw that on to help me sleep. But I have like a ton of honorable mentions here.
Dexter was on my honorable mentions too.
Dexter's a good one.
Mandalorian on mine, and also Friends, because Friends was a show I grew up watching that me, my mom, and my brother always would watch together. So that was
cool. Or did you guys ever watch Firefly? There was only like one or two
seasons.
That was good show.
That was so good. It was one season and they made a movie.
When they released it though, they put all the episodes out of order. Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
And then the movie was Serenity, and it was terrible.
One of my friends in college, who was my roommate my senior year, she's a year younger than me, but I used to go. She was a freshman when I was a sophomore. I met her because we lived on the same floor, and she was also from Coral Springs. My sophomore year, we were on the same. My junior year, we were on the same floor again, and I would go to her dorm a lot to study because it was quieter. And so this is when I was like in mid like. Full-blown nursing school and was studying like 5, 6, 7 million hours a day. So be like, yo, let's take a break. Like she loves sci-fi. So we watched that year, we watched all 10 seasons of Stargate SG-1. We watched Firefly and we watched all the spin-offs of it and Farscape. I don't know if you've heard of any of those shows, but like I watched all of these random sci-fi shows and like they were like 10 seasons, 8 seasons.
I've definitely heard of some of them. The only one I ever watched was Firefly out of those.
I actually have the Firefly DVD set.
Oh damn.
Yep.
Yeah. The movie.
Another show.
But I have
the movie DVD. Is not. Well, the problem with the movie is they killed off a bunch of the main characters right at the beginning. Yeah. And I'm like, what was the point of this?
Yeah, they did.
But they weren't even absent. Like you cast them. You might as well pay them and have them in the plot. Like, why'd you kill them all?
A lot of those actors went on, like, they were actors that got notable roles in other TV shows.
A lot of them did. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a great cast. But I was going to say, too, another one I thought of was Entourage. But I was like, I'm not putting that on my Mount Rushmore. It was a solid show.
I never really got into that one.
I liked, there was a show on Netflix called The Last Kingdom. It was 5 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. They ended it perfectly. Vikings. They ended it perfectly, and then they made a movie and ruined it.
They just made a movie of it?
There's a movie on Netflix. I didn't watch it. But everybody I spoke to said that it was not good, and they ruined it. So I didn't watch it.
Did you watch Vikings?
The original or, like, the new one that they came out with? Because there's, like, a Vikings Valhalla on Netflix.
No. The OG, like, it aired on the History Channel.
Because I've heard that's really good.
It was... Where did I see it? I'll look at it. I thought it was on Netflix, but maybe not. I think it just got at. Yeah, Uhtred Bevenberg.
I am Uhtred, son of Uhtred. Actually, one of the doctors I used to work with told me to watch it because her husband started watching it. And so she'd be doing like notes in bed. And so she got into watching it and made her husband start the whole series over. I will say, if you go watch Last Kingdom, it's on Netflix. Don't give up. The first season is very, very slow. But each season gets better and better. The last season of it is so good. Yeah.
You would like Vikings. Yeah. Definitely watch Vikings.
But she told me to watch it because it was kind of similar to Game of Thrones. Not as many storylines. Not as well shot as Game of Thrones either. But kind of like the same like battle type thing with less storylines. But it was really good. And every season gets better. The first season, I've had a few friends who've tried to watch it and they're like, the first season's too slow. And I was like, just get through the first season. Because every season gets better. And the fifth season is so good. Actually, you know, that's a series I may go back and rewatch because I watched it before they came out with the fifth season and I had to wait like a year. So I rewatched the fourth season before watching the fifth season. But like, even then I was like, no, I need to go rewatch the whole thing. But yeah, Uhtred, Son of Uhtred. Yep. Last Kingdom was good. That's honorable mention for sure. I'm surprised anybody knows that show. I've mentioned it to other people and they're like, what are you talking about? But that was a good show.
It started on BBC, right?
I don't know. I heard about it before they released the fifth season.
And then Netflix got it like a few. They started really making good. It like season 3 or 4 or something.
They ended it perfectly. But then from everyone who I've talked to who watched it and then watched the movie they released, they were like, what was the point? I haven't watched the movie yet. I really should. But they ended it so good. Like, it's like everything you lost or missed with the Game of Thrones ending. Like, Last Kingdom. I watched all 10. They released the fifth season. And I watched all 10 episodes in one day. Like, I just binged it for the whole day.
Damn.
But also, like, I mean, I don't know how you binge, but the last two episodes, you have to watch back to back. Like, don't watch an episode and then go back 3 days later to watch the final episode of season 5. Like, you have to watch those two. I thought they ended it so good. Like, people they killed off, I liked how they killed certain people off. Like, it was really good. Very well done.
I also liked Rome. Rome was good, too.
Rome?
Rome, I feel like they canceled, like,
mid-trip. Yeah, they canceled it before. They canceled that one, and then there was one that was on Netflix that it got popular, and they had already canceled it. I think it was Marco Polo or something.
Yeah, I think it was a few of those because it's so expensive to make them. They're just like, F this. Just yank the plug out.
You know what show I thought was going to be really good and then it wasn't? I watched Umbrella Academy on Netflix and the first season was really good. I think they've released 3 seasons now.
The next season
2 and 3 got progressively worse. I heard they're working on a 4. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. Season 1 was so good and then it was just like, I don't know.
Whatever. It was hard to like, yeah, to
they ruined it. That's what she is.
Yeah.
They did. Season 1 was really, really good. I'm like, yo, I can't wait for season 2. And then
it was
like,
so hard to get into.
Season 2 wasn't that good. And I'm like, all right, an off season. But they released season 3 and I like forced myself. I was like, why am I watching? This is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a ton of honorable mentions. So from the drama side, Breaking Bad.
It's a good one.
I didn't actually watch Better Call Saul because I'm like, I'm done with this story. I don't want to be back in that universe. So I refused, even though everyone says it's actually better, but I'm going with that. The Wire. And then some shows that probably aren't good, but that I watched when I was younger that I should probably revisit or maybe not. I don't know if anyone watched the show Wings. It was Cheers really in the Airport. No, that's what I'm saying.
That's like Nick at Night old.
Well, no, it was on NBC at the same time as like Friends and Seinfeld overlap with them, actually.
Really?
Like, it started. So this is the throughput, right? So this was, it was actually a spinoff of Cheers. It and Frasier were Cheers spinoffs. It's the same universe. They didn't have any of the main characters, but in one of the episodes, two of the Cheers people ended up at the airport. It's the same universe, same directors, and all. It's quite set in like Nantucket, just off of Boston. And then that ran into like, then Seinfeld happened, and then Friends happened after Seinfeld. They all overlapped though at parts.
Oh, yeah, Gio. Spartacus was really good.
Yeah, Spartacus was good, and the actor got cancer and died. And then this one is definitely an awful, awful show. But I have to throw Saved by the Bell on there. It's a terrible show, but come on, man.
Mention Salute Your Shorts.
I mean, yeah, that is some Saturday morning stuff right there. That is what Saved by the Bell was.
I used to know the theme song by heart.
I still do, but I'm not about to say. All right,
because I'm saved by the bell.
That's just the chorus.
I know, but I knew the whole beginning. It's like, yeah, wake up, blah, 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 something I
don't know anymore. Yeah, and your alarm goes off, and you think I'm going to make it on time.
Yeah.
By the time honestly, I get my books and get myself
I remember watching Salute Your Shorts and Hey Dude back to back on Nickelodeon.
Oh, Hey Dude's another one. but I'll throw out a couple of things on Netflix where I've watched the first season. They're coming out with another one. So there's a show, Cleo. It's about an East German assassin that like gets set up and then the wall falls. And so that one they're releasing, it's in German, but it's not just subtitles, dubbed too, if you don't want to hear the German. That one, season two, is coming out, and then The Diplomat, which has Kerry Russell in it. It's really good. They're doing the second season coming out too.
Cobra Kai is really good on Netflix, by the way.
I'd recommend those two to if you want to get something new that they're doing more seasons for. So
did you guys ever watch Merlin?
No, I did not. I'm aware of it, but I never did.
Yeah, I randomly watched it over a weekend. It was pretty good, but obviously it's an older show, so like it's, you know, the editing isn't, you know, but that one was pretty solid too.
Wow, this turned into a good Mount Rushmore after we couldn't think of one. So
my view history on like Netflix to see if I miss. I mean, there's other stuff here, like Narcos and all that.
Well, like Stranger Things, I mean, I wouldn't put it on my Mount Rushmore, but it's a good show.
Anything else before we move into our final segment of the evening, as it's almost 2 a.m. here on the East Coast?
Nah, let's do it, because I'm starving.
Oh my God, Matt hasn't eaten. All right, so.
Cue it.
Final thoughts today. I got to give a shout out to my guy, Nikola Jovic of the Miami Heat. I had about $100 in prize picks relying on him. Over 7.5 points. Covered it. Let's go. Shout out, Nikola Jovic.
Even in the Miami Heat blowout, Matt.
Oh, I don't care about that. I just care about Nikola Jovic and Jaime Jaquez, too. I mean, I hope you guys beat the Celtics, but I mean, it's, yeah.
All right. Until Wednesday night, cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.